Felt great. It felt great. You know, you put so much work in the off season to get my shoulder right, and all the trainers and everybody helped me get to this point just to get healthy, just to be out on the field and get some reps. It was great, greatest feeling in the world.
Was there a welcome to the NFL moment you had out there?
Not really. I mean, I was nervous, but second drive, you kind of realize that it's still football at the end of the day. I mean, been doing this my entire life, just go out and play football.
What's the next step for you, I mean, as far as what you would like to get past, that next role for you that you would like to play with? Is there one?
For me, it's just keep getting better. As a pass rusher, just, you know, a player overall. I mean, like I said, still go work on my hands, my get off. So for me, it's just, you know, just coming to practice, just keep working, just keep getting better.
What kind of evaluation did you get from Coach Young?
He thought I did pretty good. I mean, it was some plays where I could have, you know, my angle of departure could have been a little bit better, and that's the split second where I could have got a sack or I couldn't got a sack. But so he said, I mean, I feel like the whole, you know, coaching staff was excited for me to get out there and just, you know, prove what I can do.
How did it feel getting that, you know, 10 plays in against the Steelers and,
you know,
some
meaningful football against? To me, it was a great feeling. I mean, it took longer than what I expected because the offense was out there for like 11 minutes the first quarter. So
right.
I'm like, man, I'm going to get my debut. Like, what's going on? So, like I said, it felt good to finally get out there, you know, go against, you know NFL competition.
How much has DQ played an impact in your development since you got here? It seems like you spent a lot of time with your position group, but what about you in particular?
He's a huge D-line guy. You know, a lot of guys told me that, you know, once I got drafted, like, man, DQ, he's with the D-line. He's in the meeting room. He's at us at, you know, Indies and stuff like that. And just the techniques that he teach me and, just how to rush as a passer, it's a lot of things I didn't know. So just him, you know, having that, just that education to pass rush has been helping out a lot.
What's one of the things that he's taught you that you said you didn't know?
I'd say the biggest thing for me is the angle departure. I mean, at UCLA, I'll probably rush straight instead of rushing at the angle. And, like I said, sometimes you just rush straight, you kind of got to curve it off. You rush at the angle, you attacking an offensive lineman, and that forced him to turn his hips and, you know, be vertical and stuff like that. So just that little thing right there, I mean, a split second is a difference between getting a sack and not getting a sack.
What's the move like in the locker room as far as finally being able to play a home game in the new stadium? Is that something that everybody's anticipating?
Honestly, don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's excited. Like I said, I'm excited, but I wasn't in an old stadium, so I mean, it's a new stadium for me. So, like I said, I'll play anywhere. It don't matter to me. I mean, as long as there's a grass, a ball, and 11 guys on the field, I mean, no matter where I play it.
Tech, what are some of the tips the older guys have given you, Vic and Brooks Reed and Playboy?
I say the biggest thing is don't overthink. I mean, just get off. You know, when I first got here, I was still in the UCLA mindset where we kind of just kind of read and then react. Here it's more attack. So they just kind of, you know, just keep preaching to me, just use your speed and just keep going. Use your power and keep going. And it took a while for me to kind of, you know, understand what they was talking about. But like I said, they preach that to me every day, just attack. So that's probably the biggest thing.